Tziva Simin Kuf Beis. We actually a number of chidushim in terms of what the Gemara says of Haisal Idis and Machara, that if a person had Idis and they sold it, but at the time that he had it, there was another karka, therefore that would be Beinness. So then we say that Beinness we've been shtabed for the Balchov based on Bishalohin Shaman. So the Nesivis had some caveats in that halacha. The second chiddush of the Nesivis says that it's only true, let's take another look at it, Dafka b'chihai gavna, the b'shas hava, haya lav shen beinnish. So at the time of the halva, it had a shame beininess, and then the shame beininess remains even though he sold the idis. Avak shelo hayelo b'shas halva rag beininess v'chal shibudo alav v'achakach kana ziburis. So you have another case where there was a shibud chal on it, but not b'toras beininess. The Torah said that was the only karka that he had. That the Nesivis calls that Idis. That was something that we didn't necessarily feel it should be so based on the kashas that we had, but that's his assumption. But Umaisa, there is a Shiba that's chal on that karka. And then, says the Nesivis, in that case, if he bought Beinus later on, we wouldn't say that the Balchov continues to get that which the Shibud was chal on. The reason being, since b'shalohin shamin, and therefore he says we call that idis. Again, that's the unique chiddush of the Nesivis that we struggled with. But lemaisa, the chiddush is true regardless. What he's trying to say, we can understand separate from this particular premise that he has, that we're calling it idis. It's not necessarily called beininess. Maybe it's whatever it is, b'shalolam. That's what we thought. L'maisa v'achshav kana davar sheshibdu lo chachamim, d'haino beininess. And therefore, the Nesiva says that the halacha that the Gemara assumes would be so, if you had idis u'machara, and therefore it's nishtabed l'balchov based on beininess, that wouldn't apply. So that's chiddush number one. It's interesting chiddush. It has to be nishtabed b'toras beininess. The Ilum is asking, and I can hear the Kasha, L'chara, how does this square with what we mentioned in the beginning of the Gemara, that the Torah quoted the Tshuva L'gon, and we use that to explain, and the Goyin seems to learn, the Gra seems to explain that pshat in the first Chiddush of the Braisa, where it says, Engwa le'idis, kuon govmin le'idis, and we wondered, what's the Chiddush? I mean, if it's all he has, of course, they have to get collecting, they have to collect from somewhere. So obviously, they would get whatever he has. And the chiddush was that he can't say, I'm going to sell the Idis to buy beininess for the Balchov, to buy ziburis for the Isha. So why is that? So we saw a similar chiddush b'negeya in the case of a beininess, Ksubas Isha gets beininess. So the Tosas Arash quoted Rams Misakata, you can't tell her, I'm going to sell the beininess and give you ziburis. And the reason he has is Kofen Amidah stone. We didn't think that that's the pshat in the tshuva of the tour, based on Mikov Midas Dom. We thought that the pshat is that the reason why you can't say I'm going to sell the Idis is because now the shibud is on the Idis. So specifically, that's what you have becomes mishubud. Therefore, you can't sell it because the shibud now says now this. So the ilum is tining, and I hear the taina. How does this fit within the shibud's chiddush? In other words, if you tell me that by having Edis, the Sheba now is on Edis, the frat, so then what's the difference between Nishtabed lo b'toras beinis and Nishtabed lo b'toras Edis, which is now his Sheba? If you want to push and split here, it's Mistama, you could. I'm not saying, you could be Machalik. I can hear possible reason to be Machalik. One halacha is about taking away the Sheba that he has, but the Shibud is not b'toras beininess. It's b'toras idis, but I have the Shibud on the idis. So I can't sell it to give you beininess, because now the Shibud is on the idis. Masha'inkin, this halacha, that we say that the Shibud is not nifka, and doesn't go on what should be his Shibud, So to the extent that it's not mamish beininess, so then the nesivos could still be correct. I hear. I'm just not sure if that's a chiluk that's strong enough to make the case. I hear that. I mean, I'm not going to push too hard. I mean, I hear the vort. I hear you're Avi already was tining others. I think there's a makom lechalek, but I also hear the kash. That was one inyan, one chiddush of the nesivos. The Sivas continues with another Chiddush, and here we'll point out that this already is Mechuvin, already he's Mechavin to Rishonim. The second Chiddush of the Nesivas is that there's a difference, he says, between a case of Haisav or Idis and Machara, and a case where the Idis would get flooded, get ruined, and no longer exist at all. That which the Gemara says to explain why the Bachov gets Bainness, even though B'shaloin Shem and if the Bainness should be Edis, says the Gemara, because it's talking about a case where he had Edis from before and he sold it, says the Nesivos, that's only when the Edis is still in the world. The Edis that he had and he sold is still around. He sold it, passed it on to somebody else. That's when the Bachov will collect from the Bainness, which is now Edis. Right? Because after he sold it, he doesn't have it, but it was Bainus before, and now he can collect for it. But let's say the Edis existed at the time of the Halva and got ruined, and now it doesn't exist at all. Then the din would not hold. Then the din would not be that the Balchov would collect from what is now Edis. What's the difference? What's the difference between Machar and Nishtadef? So he has two Svaras. Svar number one is because we say that the Lova had no right. The difference is that if you're selling the Edis cannot take away the right of the Balchov to collect what was at the time before you sold it, the Karka Beninus. And therefore, the Malva continues to have the right to collect that Beninus even though you sold it. Because you had no right to sell that Edis to the extent that it's going to take away the schus of the Balchov to collect what was then Beninus. That's a specific svara by Mechira. Mashenkin, if it was through no fault of his own, it just got ruined, the Edis. Elmaisa, the Beninus is now Edis, and the Balchov lost his schus to get the Beninus, because at the time that he wants to collect, it's not Beninus anymore. Now, that svara itself, also we have to understand, like, what does this mean exactly? Did he really do something wrong? What's the pshat? I mean, he did something wrong. The Lov is now going to sell a piece of land. Okay, whatever happens now happens. If he sold it, now he doesn't have it anymore. Now the Beinus is now classified as Edis, so the Balchov is out of luck. But what does it mean? Lavko kamine. I don't fully understand that svara. That's the first svara of the Nesivos. Second svara, and this is what you find in the Rishonim, just a little in a second, Yonatan. The second svara, he says, the od, the gam achshav, hari ha'idus tachas shibudo, af kishemachara. In other words, when the Edis is sold, it still exists. And even if it's by somebody else, but it's not beyond the pale of potentially being collected for the chov. As we've seen in the Gemara that come up, and Vayter and Amid, Vayter here and Amid Beis, there's all kinds of halachas of collecting from the Shubadim after it gets sold. In other words, to the extent that nothing is available from B'nei Chorin, from the Lova, then you go to lands that were owned by him at the time of Havah that have since gone, been transferred to others. So this piece of land that was Edis by him exists within the framework of a Shibud somewhere that potentially could get collected should it come to that. And that's relevant, says the Nesivos, because it's the fact that that Edis still exists that allows this Bainin, this what once was Bainin, to retain its same Bainin. It's a very unique svar. Lamaisa right now, by me, what was Bainin is now Edis. But what we're trying to discuss is, does it lose the same Bainin from before? And you see why this Chiddush is connected to the first Chiddush. Understand this Nikuda. The first Chiddush of the Nesivos was that if that which the Balchov had a shibud on the Lova was on not Betoras Beninus, Betoras Edis, one karaka from the Nesivos is Edis, then the whole halacha that the Gemara is talking about of Haisal Edis Machar would not apply. It's only when it was nishtabit b'toras beininis. I think we understand that better in light of what he says a second later, in the second chidush, in the second svar of the second chidush, that when you sell the edus, so why is it different than if it got flooded? Because when it's sold, it's still in the world, it's still within the framework of a shibud, and therefore it continues to classify wherever it may be, under whosoever jurisdiction, even after it was passed on to somebody else. It continues to have relevance to continue to classify that land that was once bainness in that same shame bainness. Masha Enkin says in the Sivas, it was nishtadef. So then there's nothing left in this bainness that was once bainness to continue to retain its shame bainness. So I want you to notice something. The second svar that the Sivas says in the second chidush of what he says, that it's different if it was flooded, nishtadef versus when it was sold, that to me sounds like an echo of the chiddush that he says in the first point, that he wants the machalik between whether it was nishtabit b'toras beininis or nishtabit b'toras something else, which he calls edus. If it was nishtabit b'toras beininis, then that same beininis continues to exist for the balchov to collect later. Whereas if it was nishtabit b'toras edus and one piece of land is edus, then the fact that he bought Ziburis later on means that the Baal Chov has no choice but to call it Ziburis. He can no longer say, well, I had a Shibud on that. Only if you had a Shibud with Toras Beinins. That Chiddush gets elucidated by what he says a minute later. That if it was Nishtadef, if the Edus was flooded and got ruined, then the Baal Chov can't collect what was once Beinins. What Mashaykin, if it's sold, what's the difference, says in the Sivas? Because if it was sold, it's still within the realm of the Shibud, potentially. Which means that it has bearing on the status of the other karka as being bainness even afterwards, even though by him it's not bainness. But it was bainness by him, and it continued to be called bainness from the perspective of the fact that there is edus out there, even if it's not by him. And that's critical for the Baal Chov to be able to continue to collect from it, because it has to retain its same bainness. Masha Enkin, if it was nishtadef, if the edus were ruined, then there's nothing to continue that shame baininess on this karka just because it once baininess, but it no longer is. And that's the Nesivas, the second svara. And that you'll see in the Talmud HaRashba, that very interesting chiddush, and Nesivas on his own says it, that's what you find in the Talmud HaRashba. Mistavra, he says, so Lamai said there was at one point Beninus, but if the Edus got ruined, Balcho Gomena Ziburis. The cave in the Nishtadfa Ha'idis Chazrola Beninus Edus. How could I say that I, by Machar Ha'idis, we said that it was already Nishtadbe to him? Velo Dami Le Machar Edus. Why, says the Talmud HaRashba, the Hasam Akati Mishabda Le'idis. Akati Mishabda Le'idis. What does it mean? That's what the Nesiva says. Because if everything else is gone, he can always go to the Lokeach who bought the Edis. So if the Edis is still Nishtabed, then the Beinness, what was once Beinness, continues to be Shaykh to the Baal Chov as well. However, Hecha Dishtadif Kemisha Lo Yisrael Me'olam Dami. That, to me, both in terms of the din and in terms of the svara, lining up with what the Nesiva says at the end. Yes, Yonatan.
I didn't understand the first thing he doesn't have a right to
the house of the Jew. Right. By selling the Edus, he's in a way, he's impacting, he's being chav to the Baal Chov, that he's not going to be able to collect the Beinus anymore. He can't do that. So the Baal Chov continues to be able to collect the Beinus. So, right. So what... What's bothering you?
I
Wait, so that's what he said. I mean, I don't understand it either. No, it's, what kind of an... What, he didn't have it. He's faulted for it. I don't hear the svara. Well, like, what do you want from the guy? The guy's right to sell his karka. What does he mean? Lavko kamine. Yeah.
Why do we have to say that he's doing anything bad? It's just that he's doing something after the contract was made. B'shas halva... It was determined that he would collect this land. So now nothing he should do after the agreement was made should affect him.
Yeah, but Ishtadif could be the same thing. Ishtadif,
he's not doing anything. It's like an onus. He can't say...
Right, I understand. But if he's not at fault, so why... The chiluk is no longer so strong, so bolate between Ishtadif and... If he has a right to do it, so Mamela, whatever it is, it's the same way Ishtadif. So this is what happens.
But by a shtadif, he's not doing anything that's going against the original agreement.
Right. So he's saying since, even if it's not faulted, since it's his actions.
I don't see it as something bad that he's doing. He's changing
the stomach. You're right. I guess that's what the Nesimis will say. It's not about doing something wrong. It's just that it can't have it. If it's his actions, it can't impact negatively on the Bachel. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So by Nishtadif, does it lose its shame edis, or does it just kilu disappear?
The lashon of the Talmud of Rashba is if it was Nishtadif, kamisha lo yisro me'olam dami. So in other words, it's as if we see this as edis now, the bainis, and not as bainis. In other words, what it does begin to talk about, and someone yesterday, Meyayir, we'll get to this soon in terms of the next piece of Gemara with Ravina and the Mukiyosha, the relationship between the Shas Guvaina and the Shas Halva. We haven't touched on it much. I told you then to wait. Right now, we're just talking about Shas Halva, but obviously there is a relationship, and that's going to be very relevant. The Lashon here is Kemisha Lo Yisro Me'olam Dami. But the time of the Guvaina, the Edus is no longer here, he explains it to me as if he never had it, the Edus. And therefore, the Bainus, what we thought was Bainus, is really never was Bainus. You know, so we have to look at the time of Guvaina and say, look, it's Edus now, right? If the Edus is Ba'olam, even if it's not by him, then we can say, once Bainus, always Bainus, even if the Edus is not there anymore, but its Edus is here somewhere, and it's Bechal of the Shibud, Akati Mishabdele Edus, even if it's by Okech, but it's still Meshubit to the Balchov. Okay, yeah.
So, I don't know if I fully understand it, how the Talmud Rashba is bringing in the second Chiddush of the Nesivos to explain the first Chiddush.
No, he's not bringing back to the first Chiddush. He doesn't talk about the first Chiddush. We just noted that seemingly the second Sfar of the Nesivos within the second Chiddush goes right back and helps to explain what he was saying initially, that what's required is not just that there was a Shibud, but that was a Shibud B'Torah's Beinonis. And that's why the Edus being Ba'olam is critical for that karka to retain its shame baininess. If it was just about having been Meshubit, so why do I care if the Edus is Ba'olam, not Ba'olam? The karka was Meshubit, the Torah, whatever. So the Balchov should continue to be able to collect that karka. But if it's Pshat that it has to be Meshubit, the Torah's baininess, then we can hear the second Svar. What he's saying is the Edus being Ba'olam is what allows, and since being Ba'olam potentially part of the Shibud, ultimately, if it has to come to that, that's why the Bainus can continue to be defined as such by virtue of the Edus which exists out there somewhere as potentially part of the Shibud. But that means we need to have the Shem Bainus still on the Karka.
That's only when the Baal Chov or when the Tzoveya has a Shibud on the Bainus, but not on the Edus.
If it was a Shibud on the Edus, then as long as something changes later on, then the Bachob is out of luck. He won't be able to collect that piece of land anymore. Okay, let's go back to the Pshat of the Gemara and see the Tosfos in on the Kimtas of the Gemara. So we had a stira. By the way, I think Elior asked me who says the Svara. We had a Svara that was connected to Nesivos, right, in the beginning of the Gemara. That we assume that if there's no second karka, there's no basis for comparison by the Malveh, then we would go b'shal olam. And that's why you can talk about three different chidushim in the beginning of the Braisa, because at this point we don't have anything else by the person, and therefore it will be the far b'shal olam. I saw brought b'shem Rabbi Yalev Malin in his sefer Chidush Rabbi Yalev that he assumes that way as well. So we have some good company to speak of here. But I don't know what the Nesivos would do with this. So Maisa, it's Pashtus, it's Mashba that way. But that was one thing. Maisa, the Gemara didn't ask from there at all. The Gemara had a kasha from the case of Beinus v'Ziburis. Again, to remind everyone, Isaac had a good ha'ara yesterday. What about Edus u'Beinus? Why are you calling that Edus u'Beinus if it's B'Shalohin Shamin? That the Gemara didn't ask. because that's based on Kriyas Shem. Kriyas Shem could also take into account B'Shal Olam. That doesn't bother us. In terms of the Lishonos, you can use whatever criteria you want. The Kamash is only going to be when it comes to the Din. That wouldn't have been enough for the first part of the Braisa, because Lamaisa and the Braisa seem to be saying separate Chidushim and calling the same case different things. And that you can't do. In other words, how can you say Ein Lo Ella and then say Ein Lo Ella Idis, Ein Lo Ella? I mean, if it's B'Shalo and Shaman as the exclusive issue, then it's all one case. And if you want to use B'Shal Olam, then, you know, for the Kriyas Shem, but there's still no separate Chidush in the cases. So therefore, that would maybe require what we said also, in addition, that there is a Maisa halachic consequence of B'Shal Olam over there. But once you get to the next case, yeah, so the Maisa Idis Ubeninis could be based on the on calling it Beninis, and there it is. And there it says, Nizikin be'idis, b'chobik sivazisha be'beninis. The Gemara is medayik the next case. Beninis v'ziburis. So the din stated is, Nizakin u'b'chob be'beninis, k'subas isha be'ziburis. Ask the Gemara, on that case, if we hold b'shalohen shaman, then the beninis would be defined as Edis, but because it's the best that he has. And then the Balchov should have no right to collect what is considered Edis halachically, because the Beinus is his best, and the Shaloh and Shaman. That's the problem that gets us rolling in the Gemara on this Bryce. So the Gemara gives one answer, Rav Chisda. The Ukimta would be, B'shahai Shalo Edis u'machara, that this Bryce that says Balchov b'Beinus, when it's Beinus v'ziburis, I b'shaloh in shaman, true, b'shaloh in shaman, but we're talking about a case where he had Edis first and he sold it, so it had a din of Beinus mitzad b'shaloh in shaman, therefore he continues to collect. That's one pshat. The Gemara supports this answer by bringing the Stiras HaBraisis, because there's another Brais on the same case that says the din is Balchov and Ksuvas Isha b'ziburis, so we have two different psakim in the Brais on the same case. How do you account for the contradiction? The answer is kan b'shalohisalo idis u'machara, kan b'shalohisalo idis u'machara. In the case of the first brisa, that's the ukimta of Rav Chisda, so that's why he gets beinus, because it was nishtabit already b'shaloh in shamin. The other brisa is a case of lohisalo idis u'machara. So therefore, the beinus in fact is considered idis, and therefore the bachov is stuck to get ziburis. That's the first answer. Then comes the second answer. Second answer, the Gemara. Iba Yisema, Idi V'Idi, Shiloh Ha'isalo Idis U'machar. So we're not talking about Ukimta where he had Idis and he sold it. So what's the... Isaac?
Yeah. We were just talking about it. And say, where is the kasha stemming from? Is it coming from... Because the case of Beinonis and Ziboris really is the same case as Idis for Zibor, meaning... If we're going with, then your Beinonis should be your Idis, so really that case is the same case as the top line of Chesamad Aleph. Meaning if we're
that's
talking
correct.
About...
That's correct, and that's the problem.
So it's stemming from within that one, right? It's not from the...
Yeah, but it doesn't need...
20 Akharisis.
Yeah, it's... Well...
Saying, do we need that? We could just be asking the Kasha from a steer within... That one
brice. Yeah, but the Gemara is presenting as a steer between two different brices. I mean, you know, because the same words, Beinus v'ziburis, are used in both brices, and the din is different. I mean, what we're asking is that if Beinus is b'shalo in shaman, and that's all he has, that's his best, then it turns out to be the same halacha as Idis v'ziburis, which, as you say, the brice, the very first brice himself goes on to say that Balchov is b'ziburis.
Why
do you
need another brisa? Because the same words?
Because you have a brisa that says Beinus b'ziburis, the din is X, and Balchov is Beinus, and the other brisa says Beinus b'ziburis, Balchov is ziburis. So we have to figure out how to reconcile it. Obviously, what you're going to say to answer the first brisa vis-a-vis the second obviously differentiates the cases themselves within the first brisa, the Seder, but the kasha is presented in terms of the case as Beinus b'ziburis. So we have one answer to reconcile the two brises. First brisa is Haisa is Machara, second brisa is not that. And therefore in the Chidami, the second brisa is, and both brises therefore are of the opinion that what? At this point? Of Be? B'shalo hinsham. That's the first explanation. Second explanation, the Gemara, Iba Yisema, is we're not talking about a case of Hayesolidus and Machara. We'll be more specific about what that means in a second with the Tosus. V'lo kasha, one case is the Shavya Benes Shalo Ki'idas Di Alma, and one case is Lo Shavya Benes Shalo Ki'idas Di Alma. So here Rashi learns that the Gemara is not trying to resolve the Manda Amar of B'Shalo at this point. We're just trying to resolve the contradiction of the Brises. Mitzad, anyone who says B'Shalo, he's going to have to fall back on first answer. But now we're just dealing with the issue for itself, the Stiras HaBrises. So we're really, right now we're taking on B'Shalo Olam and Shaman. Both Brises hold that the Balchov gets Benes B'Shalo Olam. And again, just to repeat what we mentioned yesterday, the point we see in the Gemara, Pasha Yisoda should spell it out, that whatever we say about Nezikin in terms of B'Shalom, B'Shalom, that you see Mefurish in the Gemara carries over to Beinus, to Balchov too. No two ways about it. That's Mefurish. So, really now we're going to say the din is B'Shalom. It's true, Beinus by Nezikin, it's all across the board the same thing. The difference is the Beinus worth like Beinus de Shalola? Or is the Beinus Shave Ki'idus de Alma? This is the second of the Boisemus. So that's what it says. Had the Shave Beinus Shal Ki'idus de Alma? Kan de lo Shave Beinus Shalol Ki'idus de Alma? Rashi doesn't say too much here. Rashi says, that's the first point that we said. That's the second braisa. So in other words, let's get our bearings. First braisa says, Beinus b'ziburis balchov gets beinus. That's because the beinus is equal to what? The beinus di'alma. So that's very good. B'shalom hinsham. Second braisa that we brought in, that said, Beinus v'ziburis b'chov gets ziburis like suvas isha, that's where the Beinus is idus di alma. Okay? So what doesn't sound right here? What's the obvious kasha Tosis is going to be addressing? Mm-hmm. So why are we calling it Beinus? Why are we calling it Beinus? In other words, b'tzad shalohin shaman, what is it? It's idus. Mitzad b'shalolam, you're telling me it's also Edith. So why call it Beinus? And the Gemara is prefacing this answer by saying Edith v'Edi shalol hoysalol Edith u'machar. So what would we assume that means on our own? He never had Edith. So then, of course, our problem is even more pronounced. Tosis, because of this problem, has to reinterpret what the Gemara is saying. I mean, the words are literally correct, but it's not the way we would have assumed. Let's take a look. Hachigasinan. Idi v'idi b'shiloh esol idus u'machara. Had deshav yedbeinus didei ki idus di alma. Had delo shavya. We have, right? Had delo shavya esol idus di alma. V'had ka'amar, says Tosis. Idi v'idi kigon shiloh esol idus u'machara. Some should say lo by lemeimar. Know if that's what the magia here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, lo by lemeimar. He's not trying to say the tarvayu mairi shelhayu lo klal. That both brises are identical in the sense that how is it that it's not talking about? It's talking about shelhayu sidus machara that he never ever had edus. So lo sidus machara in the same way that one brise is the same. Both brises are identical in that he never had other land at all. The imkain ahu the mairi. The Shav Beinus Didei Ki'idus Di Alma, but that's the second Braisa that has the Balchov taking Ziburis, that you tell me why is he not getting Beinus? Because the Beinus is not Beinus Di Alma, it's Idus Di Alma, so he gets dropped down to Ziburis, but I might call it a Beinus. Then by no standards should it be called Beinus, right? There's nothing that should, criteria should be used to define it as Beinus, because it's his best, he never had better, and it's Edus of the Alma, and therefore why call it Beinus? So how do you have to read the Gemara? Ella, Hachikamer, Edi v'Edi, both Brises, Shilohoi Soleidus u'machara, both have in common that neither Brises is discussing about a case that he had Edus and sold it. Meaning that's what both Brises have in common. But what exactly is the case? They're not identical cases. They share in common that they're both not that case. So what does that mean? Kolomar lo ayri kishayis aludis amachara. Ella, rather, it's like this. Bechada mayri, in one brisa, it's talking shaloi salome olam. That's one case in the brisa. Bechada mayri kishayis salome. So which brisa is that? Shaloi salome olam. That's which brisa? The second brisa, the brisa that says
it's not
that he's going to that shavik. What?
It's not like
it is. It's benes yama, right? It's benes yama. That's the brisa that says it's the first brisa that says you get benes based on kishal olam. So there's no edis. He never had edis at all. V'chad ma'ishoy samei olam. V'chad ma'iri. Now the brisa that says that he's going to get ziburis, and that's because the beinanis is shava kiidus di alma, but we don't know why it's called beinanis. The answer is v'chadamak kishahay salo v'adayin yeshlo. There's no reason to assume he sold it; he has it. V'adayin yeshlo, and the beinanis that he has, so were to be b'shalo would be perfect beinanis, right? But because we hold b'shalo, I mean shaman. So what's going to happen? This bainus is worth edus, so then he's going to get dropped down to ziburis. The ain sarach luk mi kishamacha shum sada. So neither brisa has to be discussed in case of macha. One brisa is not discussing macha because he never had anything but what he has, the bainus for ziburis. And the bainus is ishal olam, so were it to be bishal olam, that would be edus, but it's really not, it's bishal olam, so he gets, the bachov gets bainus of shal olam. The other brisa, the bachov gets ziburis, because even though by him it's bainus, but because he has edus as well at the time, correct? But it's edus. The beinus is edus of the world. Therefore, he has to have ziburis. The ein sarachug shemachu shem sada besavi tavayu. Obviously, b'shalom eshav. In other words, again, as Rashi said, that both brisa b'shal olam. We're not trying to defend the shita b'shalom, but in terms of the lashonos of the Gemara, you can't assume that the cases are identical cases. They're not identical cases. But they're identical, only that it's not a case that he had edus and sold it. Yes?
So it's like, yeah, which Chada was referring to.
Okay, so let's do it together. Okay, there's a Braisa that says that the Balchov gets Beinanis, like the Zalkin. So why is that? That's the Braisa that's talking about that the Beinanis is equal to what? To Beinanis the Alm. And therefore he gets Bishalolam. That brisa, is talking about a case where he never had any other karka. He never had a second karka of edus. Is that right? 1 second, Cheshvin again.
Yeah.
That brisa is he never what?
He had no other karka.
What? He doesn't have it now. One second. What? Shalai salome olam. The brisa says beinus. What?
It's
beinus the alma. And by him, what is it?
It's edus.
It's edus. And the brisa and yet the Balchov gets it because b'shalom is shaman. Right? Were it to be b'shalom in shaman, then he couldn't get it. It's edus. Now, why can't you say that he still has it? Why can't it also be that he still has it? Let it be the same case that he has it, he still has it. Because the case is Benes Viziburis, so he obviously doesn't have anything else at this point.
Because the Nizik has to get it.
Because the Nizik is taking the Benes, correct. Good. Cheshbin is good. The Nizik is getting Benes together with the Bachov. So if he had others at the time right now, the Nizik should get the Edis. And instead of Nizik is getting Beinus together with the Balchov. So obviously he has nothing else. So why is it called Beinus? It's called Beinus because of the world. So the Nizik is Nevach out of luck. He has no Edus to collect, B'shalolam. And the Balchov gets what he should get. The Beinus B'shalolam. Listen. So this is the case of the Braisa of... The first Braisa that gets Beinus together with the Nizikin and means he has no... That's why Lo Hai Salidus Machara, meaning he never... Like we would assume the words mean. He had never had any other... Why is it called Beinus? for obvious reasons, because Beinus b'shalolem, we hold b'shalolem, and it can't be any other case, because again, the Nezikin, as you said, Nezikin is getting the Beinus together with him, so obviously there's no... Yeah. If he had another piece of land, the Sacheshman was, let's say a piece of land wasn't Edith Diyam, maybe that's what Nezikin is getting.
Then how is Beinus now?
No, but either way, he doesn't have the right to answer.
Why would he call Edith?
Something in between.
Why does he have to get Beinus?
Why would he call Edith? I mean, if it's Edith, if yeah. Beinus based on Bishalom, then Edith. I mean,
even if it is Edith's Dharma, why he wouldn't necessarily have the right to that? You'd still be able to push him to Beinus. So why would it?
You mean he could pick? No. If there would be. I'm saying then if it wasn't to be Idis the Alma, then he could give.
Oh, there is. Isn't it, we're saying Bishal only in terms. So if the guy is Idis is a little bit better. So they're both Idis, because they're both Idis Bishal Olam.
No, it's not Idis. It's saying the Binis Bishal Olam right now. I'm asking, how do I know that he didn't have another piece of land that was Idis right now?
Because then Nizik would be able to get. Why would the Nizik be able to get it? Both are Idis Bishal Olam. They're both Idis. So why would he?
That's if it were Idis Bishal Olam. Yeah. Okay. So there's no other piece of land, right?
Because it says that they're both. That,
look, that's the first price. Go back. Now the other Brisa says, Beinus v'ziburis, the Balchov gets what? Together with the Isha, Ksuvas Isha. He gets ziburis. The Zikin will get Beinus, and the Balchov and the Ksuvas Isha get ziburis. So that's also Lohay Sagu Idis Machara. And that's a case of Shava Beinus Ki Idis Di Alm. Now, by saying it's Kiddush the Alma means that's why the Bachov has no right to the Beinus, because he only has a right to he has no right to Beinus because his Beinus is really Edus. That means B'shalolam in Shaman, Brisa clearly holds B'shalolam in Shaman, like Rashi said as well. And therefore, he's out of luck, he has to go to Ziburis. But what's the problem that's bothering Tosis beneath all this? That we're calling it Beinus. Why are we calling it Beinus? The answer is, because he obviously has another piece of land at this time. What kind of piece of land does he have?
Edith.
Now, what about the Nezikin?
Why would the Nezikin be taking Beinus? Because it's greater than Edith.
Beinus v'ziburis, nezakin v'beinus, v'chov k'suvasisha v'ziburis. If there's another land that's Edith, why isn't the v'chov getting the Edith?
It's like the case of Moses.
What?
Edith
means not Edith of the Alma.
Right.
Edith v'shalol. He means he has other land that's better.
Both properties are both idios, whatever. But then the...
So why could the first Brisa also be that he had another piece of land that's Edith by him, more than the Beinus? Why could the first Brisa also be the same thing?
No, we think both hold Bishalolam and Shaman.
Both Brisa hold Bishalolam and Shaman. So if it's not going to be Edith the Alma, so then it's really only Beinus. So then he'll get Beinus. Why can't the first Brisa also be a case where there's another piece of land that he never... Tosis, he never had another piece of land. Maybe it's also the case where he has another piece of land right now.
Yes, to say that.
No, he has land that's by the Alma standards, by the world standards, it's Beinus. So and he has maybe two pieces of land, one better than the other.
Because then Nizek would get that, because that's Ba'alma, that's the only Edis that exists.
That's the closest. It sounds like they're getting the same piece of land. You're saying... If one is better than the other, even if they're both in the world of Beinus, by Bishalolam, he should get the better one. That's what you're saying?
Because it would be Edith.
Is that what you're saying? No.
You would get the better one.
I don't understand. If he had better land, that would be Edith's Dharma, then he would get Edith. You're saying if it wouldn't be Edith's Dharma?
I want to know we have to assume that one Bryce is talking he didn't have better land. He didn't have a better land than the Beinus, and the other one is that he still has it.
That's what the Brisa already says. So Tosfos can't change what the Brisa says.
If he still has it, you can call that Lo Haisalei Desimachara, because he didn't sell it. He still has it. But Tosfos is assuming one Brisa, to explain why the Brisa calls it Beinus, that I understand. To explain why the second Brisa calls it Beinus, you have to assume that he still has something better. That's why you can call it Beinus. So that for sure has to be a case that he had better land to help you define the other land of Bainus as Bainus, by some frame of reference, it has to be called Bainus. If it's worth Edis the Alma, then why is it called Bainus? Because he has another piece of land which is better. But that piece of land that's better can't be Edis the Alma, because then the Nesikin would get that. So you have to say that the other piece of land is better by him, right? But it's not better, it's not called Edis the Alma. But it's called Beinonis because by him it's Beinonis. So even if we hope it's Shel Olam, but in terms of definitions, just like we said the other direction, that you could hope it's Shel Olam, but still use the frame of reference of the Shel Olam for your definitions, for your references. So what you have over here is the other direction, that you have the standard that you use halachically is Shel Olam, but we can refer to something as Beinonis because within his own, what he has, it's Beinonis. But the land that's better is not Edis the Alma. It's just that it's better than the Bain. It's still Bain is the Alma, but it's better than the other Bain. That makes sense? So what does it mean to say Bainus b'ziburis? So now the Balchov is going to get ziburis, because since the Bainus by him is Edis the Alma, and we hope it's Shalolam Hin Shamin, so the Balchov has no way to get the bainness by him, which is Edis of Alma, so he has to get Ziburis. So that Brysa thinks, we understand clearly the case of that Brysa, that the second Brysa, the Bachov gets Ziburis, is because the bainness, which is called bainness because he has even better bainness, the Alma, but it's by him Edis, so we're calling it bainness because it's relative to him, but that bainness is Edis of the world, therefore the Bachov gets Ziburis. So that's the case. What has it for the words of Gohoi, so Edis of Machara? Because it's not that he had him sold. He has it, and he hasn't sold it. Good. But now, let's go to the other Bryce, the first Bryce. First Bryce, again, we also owe Bishal Olam Hishamim. Here, the Bachov is going to get Beinonis, and that Beinonis is Shaveh Beinonis the Alma, so he'll get it. And what does it mean, Lohay Salidus Machara? That he doesn't have anything else. Why can't it be that he also has something more?
But if that
more is not Edis the Alma, who says it's Edis the Alma? Just like we said before in the other Brysa, it's more for him, it's better, but it's still within the Bainus framework of the Alma.
What if that's the Chiddush of Tosfos? I mean, maybe that's coming out from here, that Edis the Olam means you don't get Bainus, you get above Bainus. That's what the Nizik gets coming to him in Meitav. Whether that's Olam, and if it's above Olam, he goes above it. He doesn't get Bainus. Mm-hmm. Like we said yesterday within Rashi. Mm-hmm.
You always above. Get the closest you get to Edis the Alma. That's what you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Or above.
We hope we're talking the same thing. We pinned down the second Raisa, that it's called Bainus only because of one reason only, right? It's called Bainus because he has something better. Something better is still not Edis of the world. I mean, that's something better is better than, it's also Edis of the world, even the Bainus is, right, but it's better than the other one, and therefore the other one's called Bainus because of his own frame of reference. The other Bryce, so that says you get Bainus, so we understand why it's called Bainus. I mean, it's obvious because of Shel Olam. But why do I have to make the case different? Why can't I make the case identical that he has better? But it's only, right, but the Zikin is not going to get Edis, because it's not Edis, it's not really Edis of the Shel Olam, so he's going to get Bainus. So Nesikin gets Bainus, and the Bachov gets Bainus. But why do I have to make the case that he never bought, he never had another? He has another piece of land also. Let it both be that he has another piece of land. That's what I'm asking. What's your answer to that question?
That it's in a case where your own Edis is better than Edis to Olam.
If when you collect. Your Edis is better than Edis to Olam. Who said that?
We're
talking about the second Bryce. Your Bainus is Bainus. You're going back to the first one. I have no problem with the first Bryce. Right? I'm not asking the first Bryce.
The first one is where
we're
asked why.
We're asking about the first one.
In the first Bryce, so why does
first
he
Bryce,
have
so,
it?
Oh, awesome. Sorry. First Bryce, who gets Bainus. Sorry.
So we said, because if he could have Edis, but it's above Edis to Olam, and then Nizik will still get Bainus.
The first Bryce says that the Bachov gets Bainus.
Yeah.
Why is he get Bainus? And the Nizik gets Bainus. Yeah. Why is Bachov getting Bainus?
Because it's like Bainus to Alma.
It's like Bainus the Alma. No?
And then the Nizik also gets Beinonis because he has nothing else. That's what Tosfos says.
Fine.
So he said, why not? Why can't he have something else? But it's too high. It's higher than it is Stolom.
I didn't say that. That's not
what you said.
No. So we don't understand each other. I'm not asking that. No. Before that, what am I asking? What am I asking, Eliezer?
I believe Rebbe wants to know why the first Brisa can't have an Idis, according to Tosfos.
Let's use that term. You can't just say Idis now, because we don't know what Idis means.
In the first Brisa, we say that there's a Beinonis and a Ziboris, and it's Dino Beinonis. So why can't Tosfos, who assumes that in the second Brisa, that there's an Idis, and
say that the
kid. In the first price, there's the Venus is the Venus, the Alma.
Correct. So maybe the case is also right. Talking so, that he has.
So,
that he has.
Not Idis Alma. He has better land that's Benin is the Alma.
Say it again.
Yeah.
I'm asking as follows.
Is under
we explain that the case of the second Brisa, where the Baal Chov gets Ziburis, we want to justify why the second Brisa calls that land Beinonis, the land that the Baal Chov is getting. If it's equal to Idis, the Alma, why is it called Beinonis? And the answer is because he himself has land that's better than that Beinonis. That Beinus is equal to the Alma. He has land that's also Idis, but even better than that Beinus, relative to himself, we can call that land Beinus, even though it's Idis the Alma. That's in the Brisa, the second Brisa. I'm asking you in the first Brisa as follows. So what was the case of the second Brisa? That he had a land which was better, which is why we can understand why it's called Beinus. I want in the first Brisa. First Brisa, I have no problem why it's called Beinus. Because Chobainis, because Baal Chov is getting it because it's B'Shalolam, it's Beinonis. But what did Tosfos say? The case is he had no other land. Why not say he had, and therefore it's not the same Lo'isa L'Idis Machara as the other Brisa. This Lo'isa L'Idis is he still has another piece of land. Here he doesn't have another piece of land, he never had. Maybe he has another piece of land, which is Beinonis the Alma. The same grade as the Beinonis that we're talking about, but by him it's Idis because it's better. It's better Beinonis, right? It's better Beinonis the Alma, but it's Idis for him. The din will be the same. The only benefit I have is that it's the same case. It's not a different Lo'isa L'Idis Machara. Here it's because he still has it. Here it's because he never had it. He has better, and it's still here. But the Idis just means by him it's Idis. What, Elie, are you here? That's one. So what is the answer, Benjamin?
How can it be Idis by him if it's equal to his Beinonis, which is also Beinonis down?
Can't it be that two karkos that are Beinonis, but one is better than the other, but they're still, by standards of the Alma, they're the same. They're both considered the standards of Beinonis the Alma.
And it's not equal to Idis the Alma? It's still lower than that?
So why
should
not that possible?
So the Beinonis should be getting that. If it's less than Idis the Alma, why shouldn't the Nizak get that?
Good. So now you're thinking as follows. But it says that the Nizak is getting Beinonis, and the Baal Chov is getting Beinonis.
If there was land there that was lower.
So whatever is better, the Nizik should get whatever is better.
It could be too. That's what Beinonis, though. Meaning, even according to Rebbe's shot, where there's a higher Beinonis, but it's
so they're both getting Beinonis. So that's what the Brisa says. They go through Beinonis. What's wrong? Maybe in a Chanami? I mean, they're going to get two different Beinonis? I don't know.
I think not to get confusing, but I think we said the same thing out of Tosfos and Vav and Bees. We were talking about the more nafkminus between Rabbi Kiv and Rabbi Shmuel. We said, "Afil mandam shelo ein shaman have matzi lemeimar and delisa lemazik kiddus nizak." Mandam rekesu meitav you have to pay kesef. Rabbi asked, "What about not according to Rav Huna? The mazik doesn't have idus that equal idus to nizak, and you're not paying kesef. Then what should the mazik pay?" So Rabbi said that the mazik should still pay his idus because the nizak still has a claim on.
Whatever is closest, however close you can get.
Right. So to hear you say that even if it's not tangly Idis, you're not fulfilling Idis still, since it's the top thing of the Mazik to give, he has to give that.
So he's saying, and it sounds like they're getting the same thing, and it shouldn't be that way. They should not get the same thing. I hear. He's saying that if it's true that the Nizik should get, even if he can't get Mamish what is claimed, whatever is closer to it, he'd be entitled to. So, and it sounds from the Brisa so that they're both getting the same karka, but really it shouldn't be that way, because really I can give the Baal Chov the lower Beinonis, because that's up to me, going back to the issues of the Rush and everything else, But the Nizik, I couldn't give the lower Bainus. I have to give the higher Bainus. And since it's Mashmah, they're both getting the same Bainus, not just a getting Bainus, getting the same Bainus, so the only way to work that out is to say there's no other piece of land here. There's only one piece of land of Bainus. I don't know who's first. There's so many hands up, but I don't understand. Now. Ah, yeah, go. Yeah.
Is it possible that Tosos would not say that's impossible? Maybe Tosos would say it's possible to have two different bannernesses.
Yeah.
They're just different levels. But when Tosos says you can't, it's one of the cases where you didn't have it me'olam, he was specifically going in the Iddis topic. You don't have to throw in an Iddis. You don't have to have a
chada mari shelo hay shelo me'olam. Chada mari shelo hay shelo v'adayin yesh lo. He never had Idis, but he has something more.
You don't have to throw in the detail that he had another Idis.
But then you're making it two
different cases. I know, it sounds like they're two different cases, but they both have in common, it's Lo'ayso Idis and Machara. That's what Tosos also seems to be saying. Lo'ayso Idis and Machara can mean that he never had Idis. You're saying Gabi the Idis. Or when is he still...
He just went on Idis. You don't have to fill
he didn't
Idis
need
detail.
To address it by the other case. He didn't need to plug it. But like, that's more difficult. Than you're, the same line means... No, the same line means two separate
yeah.
things.
Yeah.
I
just trying to be consistent with Lo'ayso Idis from Machara. In the first time, by the same amount, the second one. The first time it meant that he never had Idis at all.
So you want to stick to...
We would have said that by both cases, but we can't. Because
you're saying we don't want to change the default. I'm pushing that we should be the same case. You're saying that we want to preserve the Lashon at least to the extent possible. You're saying that Lashon's Bechar, when we read the Gemara before we had problems with the Tosis and the Kasha of the Lashon, we were assuming Lashon's Bechar means he never had Edis. So Tosis had to change it only so far as he had to change it. So if the you have no way to justify the Brisa that caused the painness, based because it's Idis the Alma, so you have to say that Loi said Idis Machara means that he didn't have Idis that he sold, but he has Idis now. Yeah, but the other Braisa can mean Kapshuto. I'm bothered by why not make the cases identical. You're saying that Nechanami, Gabi the Idis, so they are identical, Gabi the Idis, that there is no Idis. A lot of this is you know, it's semantics. Yeah, Idis, you have to know what Idis we're talking about. One thing should be clear, what should be clear to everybody is the way that the second Braisa works out. This is Pashup Shat. The answer to Arkasha, why is it called Bainanus? If after all the Bainanus is worth Idis the Alma and therefore the Bachob is going to Ziburis, so why are we calling it Bainanus? What's the answer? Because Bishalo it's Bainanus. That means that halachically speaking we're going Bishalolam, but in terms of referencing, we can use the referencing of Bishalo in terms of calling it Bainanus. Because he has another land right now that's better. And again, this Bainus is Idis Dialma, and the other one is even better, called Idis Dialma, whatever, and that's therefore making his Bainus, making the Idis Dialma karakat his Bainus. What's with the other Braisa? The Pashta sounds like he has no other piece of land. Maybe that's just a simple way to read Loisa Idis Machara. And we're quibbling that maybe he could have another piece of land that's a better Bainanus. That's what we're trying to figure out, like, could that also be possible in the other Braisa? I mean, not that you need it in terms of the definition. The definition is fine because it's Bainanus the Alma. But at least you want to make the cases identical. Could we do that, and why not do that? That's, yeah.
When you said that he had the first place where he does have land that's better, that's better than he does the Olam, he has Bainanus the Olam, and he has land that's even better,
yeah.
That's what he called Bainanus. How could he have that land that's better? It says, Ain't Lot Alaziboros, Fanonis is Boris. So are we saying he has even Edis? That's Edis the Gabi the Olam and the Gabi him?
No. Bainus the Ziboris, the Bainanis, it says Bainus the Ziboris. And the Bainus is Edis the Alma. No, that's Tosis, okay? That's what Tosis was bothered by. What are you asking what Tosis is saying? Mm-hmm. None of mine I'm saying.
Yeah.
Tosis says Bainus the Ziburis. The Bainanus is Kidus the Alma, but it's called Bainanus because he has better. He has even Adi Idius of the world.
Yeah,
what's bothering you?
You're saying he only has Bainanus Ziburis. He has Ida Idis. So how does he only have Bainanus Ziburis?
Why is it called he has Bainus the Ziburis?
You
mean he also has Idis as well? So why is the Braisa leaving out that he has Edis? What? Because no one's getting it. But the case is really more than just what it says. That's what you're asking. The case is really not Bainus Viziburis.
It doesn't say Ein Lo Ella.
It doesn't say Eino Ella.
It does say Eino Ella earlier in the Mishnah, and then it lists Eino Ella, which is Edis, Gobimina Edis, and then it says Bairnus, Gobimina Bairnus. But it's not Eino Ella for all of them.
So we're talking about the new Bryce.
Talking about the new Bryce, I understand, but still, I mean, midik tani achviti benes v'ziburis nisikin v'benes b'alchovik sivusish v'ziburis. Yeah. Let's see if we can do one more tosis before the end. Yeah, one more tosis, then we'll start Ravina tomorrow. Mr. Shem, v'ibayis ema. Okay, we have to chesh ben out. You know, it's not simple. Now the third Ibayasema. Yeah, just the cheshbening out is a challenge. What's the third? Here too, you have the two Gersos. Let's work it out. What's the third answer that we have in two of the two Brises? Says the Gemara, the Ibayasema, Idi V'Idi, the words of the Gemara first, Gon Shais, Abenis Shelo, Kebenis the Alma. So now we have the Benis is equal to Benis the Alma. So what's the question here? What about Chov will get? Who get Bainis or get Ziburis, Baha Prigi, Masab Bishalohin Shaman, Masab Bishalohim Hin Shaman. So let's explain what did Rashi say, the first Pshat, the Gira says what we just said. Bainis Shiloki Bainis the Alma. Rashi says, and it's not, and what does it say, but it's implicit, there was no case of Isolidus and Machara. So the first Braisa, the Machokis, is in this issue. In other words, which Braisa is good? Which Braisa is good? There's no other Edis. He never had anything else. The only thing to say b'shelohin shaman was to say he had Edis and Machara. We're not saying that. But the Bainis is Bainis the Alma. So now the Braisa says he gets Bainis, so that's because, obviously, b'shelohin. So that's the first Braisa, b'shelohin shaman. So he gets Bainis. The other Braisa is according to what the Kasha of the Gemara was. In other words, what happens is this Bainis becomes Edis, and therefore the Bachov gets pushed out to Zippurus. That's the first girsa. That's the girsa we have, that it's shavet benis the almond. Machokis is in the issue of b'shalol b'shalolam. Says Tosfos. V'iba yisema idividi shayso benis shalke benis the alma. V'lo garas. Tosfos has another, says there was another girsa which Rashi quoted also, that what ki'idus the alma. That the benis in both cases ki'idus the alma. Why the cave and the kai asheloiso idus? We're going on a case that there was never any other land that was Edis that he sold. So then my Karli Bainis, Kivin to have Edis de Uda Alma. In other words, if it's equal, the only thing that could justify having equal to Edis is to say that he had another piece of land. The assumption in Tosis in the 30 Bar Yisema is that it's not a case of Haisal Edis and Machara. So if you can tell me that the case is Bainis is Edis de Alma, then there's no reason why you call it Bainis, if there's nothing else. That's one Kasha. The old the imken heichem mituk mahi diktani nizakin v'achol bebeninis. Right, that's the first brisa. How can you explain that? Being a mandama b'shalolin shaman, being a mandama b'shalolin shaman. How could you have the b'achol getting beninis? After all, this beninis is edus the alma, and this beninis is edus of b'shalol. So obviously we have to reject the girsa of Edi v'Edi of that it was Shaisa Benzel Kidus Diyam. Now, in defense of this girsa, what did Rashi say? Rashi added another variable. What did Rashi say? It's Haisa Lidus Machara. But then how does it play out? So Rashi explained. Both, you know, it was Benes Shuos Edis Diyama, and what else? And it was a case that he had Edis Machara, and now how is it going to play out in the other direction now? The Tana of the first Braisa that says that Balchov gets Beninus is going to say, why does he get the Beninus? Bishalo and Shaman. So by him it's considered Beninus, so therefore he gets Beninus, even though it's Edis the Alma. But it's Beninus because he had other Edis, Umachara. So therefore the Shibud remains on what was his Beninus, and therefore he gets Beninus. That's that Braisa. And the other Braisa is Bishal Olam, and Bishal Olam, therefore, he's not entitled to Bainis, which is Edis to Alma. That is the way Rashi works out the Girsa of Edis to Alma. You just have to put in the variable of Haisal Edis to Machara. Tosis doesn't want to acknowledge such a variable, so Tosis says it doesn't work out. Without that variable, then obviously the Girsa is not correct. There's no reason to call it Bainis. Well, Maisa, why didn't Rashi prefer that Girsa? And put in the variable of Haisal Edis Machara. Rashi's first lashon rishon. So I saw in the Masha here in this Tosfos, first he says v'neger Tosfos. Tosfos just wanted to assume it's not a case of Udus Mechara because the previous teretz had fallen away from Haisa Udus Mechara. No, we have three Baisema so far. The first one threw an Udus Mechara. The second one is no longer going with that. So Tosfos is assuming, unless you're going to say it explicitly, the default assumption is the 30 Baisema is not assuming Udus Mechara, it doesn't say it. And therefore Tosfos says there's no way to justify the Gersa, so that's Shava Ki Idus Di'alma, because there's no reason why it can be called Beninus. Mistama, this teretz is also similar to the second teretz that we're no longer dealing with Idus Mechara. Otherwise it would have said it, right? But you do have Rashi. Rashi says that way, but Tos doesn't want to say that. But Od, he says, the Masha in the middle, do nichele gamemar b'braisa kamaisa dekarle beinis, because it's beinis di day, because if it's Idus di alma, say, why wouldn't it call it beinis? Because it's beinis di day, because he had Idus Mechara. But bereshak tani beinis kum govin beinis, the same braisa. It says beinis kum govin beinis. What does that beinis mean? That bainus means bainus of Alma. So there is. It's the only standard you can use. So you don't want to say in that brisa that the bainus is going to be called bainus based on Bishalo if the earlier case of that same brisa would be bainus Bishalola. That's in with the earlier Tosis that we did today? What did Tosis say before in the previous Tosis? That what do we call bainus? In the first braisa, b'shelo. So that means that it doesn't screw at the beginning of the braisa. So that cheshbon doesn't work out. But the Masha says he does. That could be where Rashi didn't like it. Yeah, you have to know b'chal. Rashi didn't say what Tosfos said either in the first Tosfos. What Rashi gonna hold? Yeah, a lot of cheshbonos. Okay, we have to go into Ravina. A lot of shikras in Ravina. A lot of different Rishonim and Rishonim.